Martha Norwalk, welcome you to the third hour of our Mercury and Retrograde edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way and fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on listen upper left, and then listen online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And check us out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Great stuff there, and we're going to get to something there. Have a little fun a little bit. But it is the third Sunday of the month, so it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and that's kind of what we've been doing. And we're getting ready for that, talking to them. And Natasha Venter is here. Check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com. And we are in the middle of a conversation with our call screener. Stacy Buck has joined us because we've been on the subject, and we talked about her beloved Tank passing, and now we've been talking about Bagman and how he's doing. So, Stacy, what else would you like to know from Natasha?
Oh, just, you know, I think I'll just, you know, have just one Frenchie for a while. I don't know that I'm going to go have two. And we'll see how all that shakes out.
Let's look at that balance. So, Natasha, can you look at the energy now and then look at the energy moving forward? Do you see Bags adjusting well to being the only dog and stepping up, or do you think that he needs to have another Frenchie? Yeah, because see, this, remember with the cats, said, you know, they're solitary anyway. Well, dogs are pack animals anyway. Now, we can't replace the individual that left, but sometimes it is better for dogs to have companionship. It just depends. But what do you see, Natasha, around Bagman?
I think that he'll be doing fine. He'll be doing fine. It's more, when can you manage having a new pup, having a new energy coming in? When is it that you are still going through the grief of your mother, too, especially since this is your first passing since your mom, right? So with that sometimes when we're going through that, the grief process, because, you know, people want to put on the definition, well, it's just an animal. No. Yeah. It's a grief process. We cannot necessarily do anything besides just say, I'm going through the grief process again, because it doesn't matter what it is, it's, or who it is, it's the grief process. So, or it's a life altering moment, and, you know, things happen. So give yourself time, my dear. Bags will be there with you. He's going to step up. He may still have his little quirks and quirks and all those little dances that you got to do. But at the same time, though, he has his knowings. And right, it's time for him to mature, not grow up, but mature into his knowings.
Right. I think
your timing is your timing, my dear. Your timing is your timing. Yeah. And this is all on your timing. When you want to make the choice, you can make the choice.
Yeah, and that's something a lot of people make the choice for the wrong reason. You know, and say, oh, well, you know, my dog was always with this other dog, and it can't, you know, it has to have another dog. Kind of what, you know, Vicky had mentioned, even though she wasn't really thinking, but it was bugging her a little bit. Should she? But the reason is, it's never that you need to get another dog or another cat for that particular individual, especially with the dog situation.
It's about us as the human.
Right. Because, yeah, it's about, do you want another dog?
Right.
Because sometimes we'll do it thinking that the dog needs it, but it's like, you know what I've said? You can't just go out and replace the other animal that passed. It's a different animal. And even if you do want another animal after you've had an animal pass, you're going to have to sell it to the animal that's with you still. They don't want any more competition. And they're going to say, what are you thinking? I finally am all by myself. I get everything. I don't want any competition. So you have to have a good sales pitch to make them feel good about having another animal and come in. So make sure you make the decisions, everybody, for the right reason, that it's you that wants to take on the other animals and everything entailed and having it all work out. Because, you know, it's like, you know, so your partner dies and someone just says, well, just go get another partner. Well, sorry, that doesn't, or doesn't work that way.
Mm-mm.
Okay. You know, we are individuals. So anyway.
Now, I'm going to say, though, that there is sometimes animals that do come into our life at certain times. You know, it's the cat distribution system. It's the dog distribution system. And sometimes it is a little earlier after a grief process that we're doing it. But please remember, that's the universe saying, here's something for you.
Oh,
and take
okay.
a look and okay. see if this is a good time for you. You can always say no to the universe. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, though, check in to see, can I do this? And sometimes that other animal, you know, like I wasn't ready for Rocky. Rocky was ready for me. You know, so so it's that time when sometimes we have to check in to that moment where, you know, is it my right time for me? But the universe sometimes says, knock, 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 here you go. And we have to be ready to say, yeah, because I can see bags being fine and I can see also bags having fun, you know, because that's the choice that's going to happen at the time that you make the choice.
Yeah, I feel like he was good with Tanky, like Tanky enjoyed having him and he, and but just Bags by as a dog and his nature, I feel like to bring something else into him, his world is just, that would like be too much for him. And you know, I think this might be good for him to kind of just enjoy being
the only
but
dog.
if you did bring somebody in, it should be smaller, younger, opposite sex.
Sure, yeah.
That's what works for dogs. If you're talking cats, not the same rules. Cats, the most congenial group is usually a group of neutered males. Same sex works better for cats than opposite sex. So it's best to do males. Females will do okay, but don't generally bond as strongly as males. And of course, there's exceptions. The male-female in the cat department is more challenging. But like I said, always exceptions. But for dogs, the rule of thumb is get smaller, younger, opposite sex, because same-sex relationships are more difficult in living together.
Right.
You know, the big thing is, it sounds like Bags is doing well, and with his, all his little quirky stuff and all of that, I kind of feel like it would be good for him to be the only dog.
I think so too.
You know, that's what it feels like to me. Sounds like Stacy, you're feeling that way, and Natasha, you're confirming that. So everybody's happy.
Please, anybody who's listening, and Stacy, please honor your emotions that you're having, because sometimes we say, why am I feeling so heavy and thick with just my dog passing? Because we're grieving everything that has happened before that.
Totally.
You know?
All that stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, and this is part of what I would teach when I was doing my classes, is that, you know, emotions are an energy. And you can't hide from it. You can't go over, under, around. You have to feel,
especially grief,
them and move through them. And most of us, we don't get taught how to do that. And most of us are taught to, be a big girl, don't cry. Okay. And so we stuff and suppress emotional energy. Well, it's energy. The longer it stays in your body, the more havoc it wreaks. And it is the beginning of physical health and well-being issues and problems. Okay. So I would teach a class on how to, my human to animal transfers, how to move out those emotional stuff. So it's important to feel it and move through it. But since most of us don't get taught how to do that, most of us during our lives, we're stuffing and suppressing all that grief that we've experienced. So when we finally wake up and something happens, that we really, for the first time, allow ourselves to grieve. Oh my gosh, it can be overwhelming because you're not just grieving the current loss. And I remember this the first time I had opened up to all of this and I allowed myself to grieve. Well, my God, I thought I was going to die. I've never felt such overwhelming stuff, but I was grieving everything in my life that I'd stuffed and suppressed. Once you go through that process of bringing it all out, then you still have to deal with grief when it comes up, but you can process the current stuff. You don't have the backlog to continue. So how big the process is can often be reflective of how much old grief you're bringing up. And since the recent loss with you, Stacy, with your mom and all of that, it's likely to be a challenging process for a while.
It pretty much. I had to take off work for several days, and I usually don't take off of work for anything.
Good for you, though, for honoring
Yeah,
yourself.
bless your
Good
heart.
for you. And it's like Martha was saying, it's not easy to sit with ourselves, and what we're feeling. And so thank you for honoring you. It's
Yeah,
not
I'm glad you
easy.
did that. That's
Yeah.
really, yeah,
It's
very good.
huge.
One
It's
sort
huge
of
to
good
take a
thing is that after, I put her down and I decided to get her cremated, and that when I brought her remains home, it actually felt kind of better. I felt like she was home, when she had passed and she was, they took the remains and stuff. When I'd come home, I don't know, the house felt like
Felt empty?
empty or whatever. But when they called me and they said they had, they could bring it, bring her home, there was like a little, feels a little better. That, I don't know, feels a little, I don't know, you might think that's odd, but
No, it's not.
yeah.
It's not. Just like me dreaming of my Brody this morning. She's been gone now almost 30 years. It's like me dreaming of her today. It's like I'm tearful about it because she just held that special place for me. And when you have these animals that are special, and grief doesn't have a timeline. Like I did a video one time about 30 years after my mom passed. And I said, this is what grief looks like after 30 years. Tearful on the couch, no makeup, just in it, But I gave, but giving yourself that moment that. It's like, and it's okay that, a couple of years from now, you look at bags and you start crying. It's okay because it's not necessarily just, Tank. It's your mom. It's all these other places that you've had these moments.
Yeah, I know. Just this week, I don't remember what it related to and all of that. And it might be, the subjects we've been on the radio talking about those. But I just had, I had a time, it came through really strong. And I just felt like, I just want to call my mom. I just want to call my mom. And sometimes it feels like they're right there and you could just call it. But
Call them.
yeah, and it's like you almost start to do it, but then real, oh. And my mom's been gone for, a couple decades now, but I still have that feeling sometime. I just want to pick up the phone and call her. Anyway.
Because they're calling you.
Well, it
Spiritually.
sounds like Stacy, you're doing as well as you can be. You're moving through the process. Appreciate you, being able to call in and share with us what's going on. And I'm glad to get confirmed that Tank is good and that Bags is doing well.
Oh yeah,
And
she is.
I know, so you get to turn around, and I think you're getting to celebrate the beginning of life today. Because don't
Yes.
you have a baby shower or
Yeah,
something
it's
to go to?
actually it's kind of interesting. So it's one of my really good friends. She's becoming a grandmother next month. So
Oh.
a couple friends were doing like a grandmother shower for her. We did it for a month ago
Oh,
for her daughter-in-law who's having a baby. But today we're going to go to brunch and just celebrate her because it's her first grandchild. So.
how fun.
cool.
All right,
But
so you get to
that's the
celebrate
story.
life.
But that's the story. There's always endings and then there's new beginnings. Just like my dad passed away 6 weeks later, my first child was born. It's like there's always these endings with new beginnings. And it's if we kind of keep that
Your
perception,
first
even.
child isn't your dad, by the way, is
No. My dad passed away and
it?
then my first child was born.
But sometimes that happens. They come right back. It's
No,
not
no, no,
usually
no, no,
that
no, no,
fast
no,
with
no, no,
humans.
no, no.
It can
He's
be
my
that fast
guide.
with animals, but it usually isn't that fast with humans. But
No,
anyway,
no,
that
no.
just interject.
No, no, no.
Anyway,
He's my
Stacy,
guide.
have a wonderful time with a
Hey.
grandma shower. That's really
Fun,
wonderful.
fun, fun.
Yeah. Well,
Thanks
good
for
seeing
checking
you,
in.
folks. Nice talking with you.
Talk about bookends, grief, then a new and
Right?
joy.
Yeah. Totally.
All righty. Thanks for
Blessings.
spending time
I
with
keep
us. God
sending you my
bless. Have a
love.
good shower.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys, thank
Yeah.
you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, look at the time, Nathan. How about this? How about we be on time? That
You know I
sounds.
always enjoy that. And now
Yeah, yeah.
Bigfoot
So
doesn't need to stomp around either.
yeah. Well, we're gonna make Nathan happy and take care of our advertisers. Right now, and then we'll come back and have some fun with Facebook. I can't wait to share this with you. I think it'll be fun. And then we got to get to current events because I got Santa Paws pictures, dates, and all of that good stuff. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
All righty. Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements again. It's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Check them out on the website. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. If you don't find them in the your local pet store, you can order them on the NuProSupplements.com website or through Amazon. And if you do something for wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. Shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And I think last hour I forgot to tell you when we covered Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website. She's our best practitioner for the human animal. She works out of the Intraspace facility in the Rainier Brewery, the old Rainier Brewery. And so she can work with you in person or remotely. And her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com. And if you call or text her at the number I'm going to give you, she offers everyone a free introductory session. As long as you're a new client, and working with her on the radio doesn't count. So even if she's done a session for you on the air, you can still get a free session with her off the air. And the number to call or text is 206-241-1992. 206-841-1992. And then, of course, we heard from Natasha. And you can find her at intuitiveclarifications.com. intuitiveclarifications.com is the website, and then Natasha Venter IC, the letters IC, YouTube channel. So Natasha, I know you still do your podcast every Wednesday, 4 p.m., and that's live on YouTube, correct?
It is. It is. And I so am grateful to be support for people in bringing some insights. You know, and I always say, your truth is your truth. The thing is, though, like I'm going to talk about this next week, is the quiet whispers of grief. You know, those moments where we don't realize that grief is sneaking in. And, you know, like sitting at the dining room table at Thanksgiving and there's not somebody there and you don't know what that emotion is sometimes. And that's that grief process that comes in. So I'll be talking about that a little bit, plus a little bit of other things, the Mercury in retrograde and, you know, because Mercury in retrograde to me almost sets up a little bit of grief. It kind of can dance a little bit into, really, this is happening to me, which is that emotion of why is this really happening to me can be a little signature of grief that is stepping in to awaken us into a new vulnerability. So I actually had a show about vulnerability the other day or the other week. So it's
all right. Well, that's one of those things. Good to hear. All righty. So we've been pretty serious last week and this week on the air. We've been talking about some tough subjects and, mm-hmm. you know, saying goodbye to our animal friends and, well, you know, and all of that sort of thing.
Saying goodbye to a lot of our life. You know, a lot of us who are in the generation of knowing things that this is not the way it's supposed to be. You know, we're going through the grief process too, you know.
Doing a lot of that stuff. So I'm thinking we should have some fun.
I like it.
Now this is a little, this is heart touching. Okay. It made me cry, but God, it is so good. And it's really a wonderful subject. So let's lighten up a little bit. And, we're going to talk about, now this is, brought to you by Nathan's mom, actually, is responsible for this. She sent me this video, and I have to say I have not seen them before, but I thought I would take a chance because you know how we're all kind of nervous and about the whole AI thing, artificial intelligence and all that stuff. And I know I get fooled all the time. I don't know how to tell what's real and what's not sometimes and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, sometimes it's really good. And this is one of those times that I think this has got to be one of the absolute best created videos that's ever been done, at least to date. It is so cool. Now, and the reason I'm taking you through it and we're going to do it this way is because I know most of you won't go, a lot of you don't do Facebook anymore and you won't go and you won't see this. And it's just so worth it that at least we can play you the soundtrack. So when we're ready, Nathan's going to play you the soundtrack. So what you have to imagine, you're going to have to use your imagination here. Maybe Natasha, you can get a push of energy so everybody can open up their visualization abilities. So what you want to imagine here is this, you know, you see the videos of people doing podcasts and they're sitting at a table and have microphones and headsets on. So that's what's going on here, only it's a doggy podcast. And they're sitting at a table and we've got my Chowie Golden or Robbie Golden. There's a golden retriever sitting at the desk, and then next to him in a chair is a black French bulldog. So a Frenchie. And so I say it's my Robbie and Stacy's Bagman, because Bagman is a dark one.
And I just want to interject real quick and let you know that as you're listening, the first voice you hear is the golden retriever, and then the second voice you hear is that French bulldog.
Right. Anyway, so they are both like sitting in chairs. And they have their paws up on the table. They have microphones in front of them, just like I do here. And they both have headsets, earphones on their heads. And they look that I don't know how to tell what's AI and what isn't, but they look like real dogs. It looks like it's a real golden retriever and a real Frenchie. Okay. And then they're talking and their mouths move with the voices really well. Their facial expressions. There's time in the video where one dog puts his paw on the other dog's paw. There's a time where the golden puts his paw over his chest, when he's talking about catching his breath. Anyway, it is just so well done. And then the message, what the dogs are talking about is, I just lost it. I just cried. I've watched this a gazillion times. So when Nathan plays you the video, imagine the golden retriever, the black Frenchie, they're at the table and they're talking to each other, and the golden retriever starts the conversation. He's the first voice, and the second voice is the Frenchie. Are you ready, Nathan?
I'm all set.
All right, here we go.
Let's take it away, doggos.
You ever wonder why we lose our minds when they walk through that door? Mm-hmm. Like, every single time, man. Mm. Because every time they walk out, it feels like the end of the world.
Yeah.
And every time they come back, it feels like it starts again.
Yeah.
When they leave, it's quiet. You try to nap, pretend you're fine.
Right.
But your chest feels heavy.
Right.
Like, what if they don't come back this time?
And then you hear it, oh, the key, the steps, that sound. Man, it hits harder than a bag of treats.
That's when everything changes. The whole world smells like home again. Your heart starts racing, and suddenly you're not alone anymore.
I swear, I don't even think. My body just, boom, launches at them like I got jet boosters in my paws.
People think it's excitement, but it's not just that. It's relief. It's love. It's,
yeah.
You came back. You didn't just walk in the door. You saved the day. Mm-hmm. Again. So next time we jump and spin and won't calm down, don't brush it off. That's not crazy. That's love trying to catch its breath. Mm-hmm. Every time you come home, to us, it's the best day ever.
Did you get to see it, Natasha?
I have not seen it. I got banned off of Facebook.
I couldn't tell if Nathan was able to play it for you or not. But
Oh my gosh.
You know, what a great soundtrack, and the words and all of that stuff. I just think it's so well done. And I think that's exactly what goes on for dogs and what they think and all of that. And gosh. You know, I mean, isn't it wonderful? You come home and they act like they haven't seen you forever, and you could only have been gone for 5 minutes, and it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and you're their whole world. Anyway, if you would like to see this video, because it is so good, you can go to Facebook and go to the Animal World website. Martha Norwalk's Animal World is the first post up there, and you can see it. Or you can go to Facebook and just search Golden Retriever and Frenchie talking, and that will bring up the video for you. But
I bet it's on YouTube Shorts also.
That may be. I don't know YouTube Shorts. Yeah, I'm just not technical enough to know. But oh, it just is so worth searching and watching. It's just I just thought we'd honor AI for doing something good for once, you know? Because boy, did they do a good job with this. So much fun. All righty, then. I guess while we have no interruptions here, how about, Nathan, that we do current events? That. Get out your pen, paper, and pen, because I've got Santa Paws dates and so forth. Let's see. I don't think there's a whole lot. Let's see. The last presentation that I had information about at the Northwest Dream Center was yesterday, and unfortunately, I couldn't go to the All About the Hummingbirds. I would have really liked to, but it was, since it's Korea weekend, I couldn't go. But I'll have to get it the next time they do that. All right, now, so all the new stuff is, we know the Meow Cat Rescue Annual Holiday Craft Bazaar and Bake Sale will be Saturday, December 6th. It is from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at St. Joseph's Episcopal Church, and that's 105 State Street South in Kirkland. It's quite close to Meow Cat Rescue, but it's a very, very popular event. And you got to get there early if you want bake sale stuff. So 10 a.m. to 2:30 on Saturday, December 6th, it's Meow's Holiday Craft Bazaar and Bake Sale at St. Joseph's Episcopal Church. All right, here we go. Now, you know that we, all of these dates and times, these are different Mud Bay pet stores. And you, of course, need to, you know, bring your animal friends on leash or in containers and no aggressive models, please. Are you ready? They begin November 29th. Okay, so that is the last Saturday of November and the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Okay, so that's when it starts. November 29th. Now, let's see, are they all of these, but the last, all of these photo opportunities for Santa Paws pictures are from noon to 3 p.m. So November 29th at Ballard Mud Bay. November 30th, that would be Issaquah Mud Bay. December 6th, Sammamish Mud Bay. December 7th, Overlake Mud Bay. December 13th, Roosevelt Mud Bay. December 14th, Linwood West Mud Bay. December 20th, Sammamish Mud Bay. And December 21st is Redmond Mud Bay. And then also on December 20th, so 12 to 3, December 21st at Redmond Mud Bay. And then there's a second event that day that goes from 3 to 5 p.m., and that's at the Lad and Lass Brewing in Seattle. So it sounds like, you know, probably proceeds from the beer will go to Meow. But Lad and Lass Brewing from 3 to 5 p.m. on December 21st. Alrighty then, so that pretty much is all the new stuff on current events. And has the Santa Paws stuff covered. And if you need to find these things online, they will be on the Animal World current events page. So you go to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on current events. You'll find them there. You could also go to MeowCatRescue.org. MeowCatRescue.org will also have that date. Those dates for you. Okay, now looks like Nathan, you did some searching while I was doing current events, and you found, what did you find?
Yes, it's the dog podcast we were just playing back for you earlier. It is also on YouTube Shorts, as Natasha had suggested, and she found it herself as well. And scrolled through on her phone while you're reading through the list of current events. But if you go to YouTube, you can find their channel, which has, you know, full form videos and also the little short ones, and it is Official Dog Pack would be the YouTube handle or channel.
That's the channel, not the video.
Yes, so for all of their lists of videos you can go there, but for the video itself I would still need to look through and find it. But the easiest way is just, of course, go to the Facebook page Martha Norwalk's Animal World, but on YouTube, still got to scroll through and see what the title for that one is.
Yeah, yeah. I just put in the search bar of YouTube, YouTube Shorts, Golden Retriever, and the Frenchie doing podcast.
You know, it actually came up here right away. It's one of their featured videos, or at least came up on the algorithm. It says, dogs explain why they lose their minds when they see you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so did you get to watch it, Natasha, during the break?
I have not because of being on the show here.
It just is so well done. And I'll just tell everybody, it's worth going to YouTube. So you don't have to do Facebook now. You can go to YouTube Shorts and just go to YouTube and search Golden Retriever and Frenchie talking, doing podcast or something.
Official
like that.
Dog Pack is the name of the
channel. Dog Pack is the channel.
Because I've seen other videos of that kind of thing done, and it's done very well.
And they may do this podcast, this Golden, this Frenchie do a podcast a lot. They talk about other stuff. I don't know. But this is the only one I've seen, but man, it's just so good. It's so worth watching.
Yeah, there's many videos out there on their channel. Most of them are just like a minute long. There's a couple longer ones, but you can expect all their videos to be quick little watches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you get to see it and you get to see the expression on the dog's face, you know, and they're with each other and their interaction and their paw to paw, it's just perfect. I mean, you just couldn't do a better job. It's so good. All righty. Looking at the clock. Hey, how about we can say the third hour? We hit both ad breaks on time. Woohoo. All right. So we're going to take care of advertisers. And then I know we got some sporting events to catch up on and all that good stuff. And whatever else we can think of to talk about. I mean, I suppose if there's anybody out there and you'd like a quick personal reading with Natasha or got a question, you could pop on real quick. 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. All righty. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard once again from Dr. Nils Rasmussen. Check him out, his website at healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. The more you go, the more you help him get his website being shown again. And he always does a free telephone evaluation, so click on the contact link and send him a note. Say you'd like to chat with him. He'll arrange a phone call. And our sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available for new clients. The Whispering Dragon Center is in her home now in Shoreline, so easy access, great parking, and what a treat to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and the acutonic forks. One of the greatest healers that I know, and her work is incredible. She can work with you in person. which I highly recommend, but remotely as well. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And of course, I want to remind you, I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dog friends and get even the most serious behavior problems under control really fast. I'm amazed at the miracle transformations that we see during sessions. And I would love to help you or anyone you know that's got problems with their dogs. And business is real slow right now. People are not looking for help. People are not looking for ways to spend money. I don't blame them because I'm in the same square. But if you know of anybody that needs help with their dogs, I know I do charge less than most all the other trainers around. And boy, do I have decades and decades of experience, and I've got a great system going. And of course, you know, we say it's not me. I just bring it through. But man, I see miracles every session I do these days. It's really incredible. And I would like to help. I would love to help you and your animal friends or anyone you know. So write down my number, hand it out, tell anybody with dog problems to call me. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. My number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. And you can find Natasha Venter at her website, intuitiveclarifications.com, intuitiveclarifications.com. Her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter IC, the letters IC for Intuitive Clarification. And you can always call her at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. Mm-hmm. All right.
And I will also be at the Pickering Barn.
I was just going to ask you, you got anything coming up? Have you got anything coming up, Natasha?
I do. Will be at the Pickering Barn Saturday and Sunday, the first weekend of December. I know it's a busy time.
No, wait, the first weekend of December, you said Pickering Barn?
Barn in Issaquah.
Issaquah. Okay. Pickering. I better write that down.
Pickering Barn,
and that's in Issaquah.
Yeah, and I just got confirmation, so that will go on my website soon, hopefully today, about me being there.
So you're going to be there for some time. Do you know what hours?
About 11 to 5, I think.
And what are you going to do, mini readings or something?
Mini
or
readings,
what are you doing?
Yep.
Mini
readings? I do usually 15 to a half an hour readings there. If you want more private, I do sessions at home. On Zoom or in person, but that gives me a chance to just give a quick little insight on somebody's life. I've had some big turnarounds on these quick little sessions.
Is there a special event going on at this Pickering Barn? Is it one of, you know, a psychic fair type thing?
It's a psychic fair. It's actually
fair.
Yeah, it's Diane. She does a witch's market. So it's based on the Wiccan belief system, and she just runs a blessed fair. There's a lot of neat people there. There's a lot of crafts. There's a lot of energy there. There's a lot of good readers there. It's just a good group of people, and people really enjoy that fair. It's Northwest Pacific Witches Market.
Yeah. Okay. So all you witches out there.
Yeah, or not. I believe in everything, but but I'm so welcome there, and I enjoy it. I really enjoy it. There's a lot of neat people there.
I would imagine if it were up to me, I'd be doing a Wicked theme, because aren't witches are pretty in right now.
Uh-huh. Well, being with Earth, it's so grounding, and it's so. I did a video on numbers, because numbers are really big for us right now. And
meaning like numerology, the study of numbers and what they mean in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like we just had November 11th, right? The 11/11 day. And I was saying that, you know, if you really look at the numbers, that any number is important. But if you're looking at like 211 or 411, well, it's 11/11 somewhere. I heard intuitively. So go ahead and do your prayers like it's 11/11. We're in that time where things are happening. And I always start out with gratitude. I am so grateful for the life I have. Thank you for helping the world around me. I'm asking for blessings for the people that are close with me so that they can bloom to where they need to be. And please help me be the light that I'm supposed to be. It's kind of my prayer that I do at 11:11. And 1:11 is just as magical, you know, because the star beings, you know, they have ones and zeros, right? Well, what is 1111, right? We're all in that frequency of the universe when we're talking about the ones and actually any number, like I was saying. But if you can pray at the or do your cleaner thoughts at the 11 time frames. Like if it's 2:11 or 4:11, you're having a cleaner prayer sent to the universe, because right now what we're manifesting is huge. It's huge. And what dimension do we want to be in? It's huge. And it's what we think and what we live and what we are doing. And like I was saying when the first show first started, it's about our intention. The cleaner the intention, the more intentfulness of trying to plant better seeds, the better our world's going to be.
And I would say to be, you know, check your source of information, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you are looking at truth.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I have to tell my clients all the time when I'm teaching all the communication skills and, you know, thought directs energy and all that stuff I teach. Okay. One of the things I have to say, because it relates, Natasha, when I'm helping people understand their dogs, I have to teach them that there's different genetic DNA coding that comes along with the physical body you're inside.
Yes.
So you have to understand dogs and how they're coded. So
yes.
One of the first things we have to talk about is that dogs are pack animals. They work on a pecking order system. Life is not fair in the dog world. Well, it's not fair in our world either, but it's really not fair in the dog world. All based on pecking order. And there's a leader of the pack and then a pecking order underneath that leader. Well, a lot of people search around before they look for official help. And run into the kind of what I call the all positive new world of dog training these days. There's nothing wrong with all positive. And because I've been doing this for so long and I started in the old school, I'm partly responsible for pushing the world of dog training in our area to the more positive stuff. But in my opinion, they've gone off the deep end. Okay.
That's a lot of
things. Because often what we see is that, oh, we don't want there to be anything negative in our dog's life. We want everything to be wonderful. Heaven forbid you correct them or tell them they're wrong. Just distract them away for food and life will be great. Oh, sounds good. Doesn't work. Okay. Unless you have a perfect dog, doesn't need anything. And so they're so adamant about wanting everything to be positive for in our dog world that there are some parts of this all positive dog training world that are trying to extinguish the pack theory. Say, dogs aren't pack animals. They don't need to be controlled and bossed around. Oh, for crying out loud. So my response is, folks, just because you don't like something, just because you don't want it to be true, doesn't mean you can lie about it and say it isn't true and tell that lie over and over and over again long enough to, and it makes it true. Doesn't work that way, even
no.
though that is the example the powers that be are showing us right now. The truth is the truth. So if you hone into only one place for where you get your information, start looking around. Go to the places you don't want to go. Listen to the people you don't want to listen to. Here, make sure that you are processing truth, the real information, because there's a lot of you-know-what going on out there right now.
There is.
A lot of it, and it takes a lot of discernment to be in the right. And the truth is obvious if you will allow yourself to see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that the two intentions that I primarily walk with is vulnerability and discernment. You know what I mean? It's like discern when I should say something, when I shouldn't, you know, and I'm not perfect at it by any means. I still got a lot of experiencing to do. I'm done with the learning or the teaching or the hard jobs. It's like, just have me experience it, right? So but that's what the theme of our world right now is, to be the safe, vulnerable.
Yep.
Be vulnerable with ourselves, be vulnerable with who we are, be vulnerable with what the world is trying to teach us, and discern how are we going to interact with it.
Yep, and make sure you're dealing with the truth. So here we go. Before we run out of time, I guess, you know, we're kind of done with baseball for the season, except Nathan, were you disappointed this last week with the decision?
Yeah, I mean, I get why it was decided that way, but still, I do feel like there's a little bit of a favoritism going on there. I think I know what you're talking about.
Well, because we all wanted Cal Raleigh, our wonderful catcher for the Mariners, to be the
MVP.
MVP, most valuable player for the season, and he didn't get it. He came in second.
Yeah, it came down to a toss-up, though. I mean, the closeness of votes was, I mean, it's not like he just ran away with it. It was very, very close in the end. And
yeah, but he didn't win. He came in second, so hopefully next year. But he really did do extraordinary things. So to us, he was the MVP.
Yeah.
All right, so then, but then we got, man, we may have another good team cropping up here. The Seahawks are like doing pretty darn good.
Yeah, they've definitely broken ground as far as, you know, the squad that they're putting out onto the field. And
yeah, and the coach, you know, I was Mike McDonald. There's just no, I so miss Pete Carroll and all his enthusiasm and running out. They're doing so well. He's actually smiling sometimes, you know. I think there's a big game today. They're not at home today, but
they are
aren't
away.
They? Isn't this the big? This is a big game today, I think.
It is. This is a game that the Seahawks have historically struggled against this team. You know, they always have a really rough time with the Rams. You know, doesn't matter if they are in St. Louis or now in Los Angeles. I mean, they've always struggled against this team. So we'll see how it goes. Currently, the odds are in the Rams' favor. I'm looking at it. And it says they're winning.
Because we're playing at the Rams, right?
Yeah.
So it's the Los Angeles Rams. And so Seattle Seahawks will be down there. So they have an advantage of being at home. But, I mean, the Seahawks been pretty much running over their opponents here.
For the most part, they've had some close calls. But last week's was definitely one of those steamroller type games.
Yeah. So they're coming off the steamroller type energy. So be interesting to see. And that game this afternoon, is it around 1 o'clock or something?
1:05 will be the
1:05?
Kickoff.
All right. So anything else we need to be aware of, Natasha or Nathan, before we sign off here?
No, just like I was listening to an astrologer, he said, put on your seatbelt and don't run with scissors.
I love that. Put on your seatbelt and don't run
with scissors.
No running with scissors. All right. Or if you
I thought that was he's on TikTok. He's the red robe astrologer, and he just comes up with these little quick things. But that one, I just was like.
All right, Nathan, remember, put the scissors down before you
run. Yeah, that's how
run.
I came into all of my issues. Thankfully, they all seem to be in check now.
Put the scissors down. And then next week, it is we have an extra Sunday this month. We have a 5-Sunday month. So next Sunday is the 4th Sunday. We will spend the majority of it with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. So much going on in the animal world. We need time to catch up. We're going to do that next week. And have you heard? Lone Star tick bite human causes severe meat allergy and kills people. How about that? Ticks that bite cause severe meat allergies that kill. Are you kidding me? What else do we have to deal with? Well, Merritt knows it all, and we'll find out all about these ticks, Lone Star ticks. I think hopefully that means like they're in Texas, and we'll just leave them there. But, a lot of stuff to learn. And Merritt and Beth will be with us 10 to 12 next week. And Nathan and I will carry on the first hour and catch up with all the kinds of good stuff. So we are out of here. Have a great Sunday afternoon and week coming up. Watch the weather reports because it's weird out there. And Natasha, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Nathan, thank you for keeping everything going. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.